Hezbollah has stated that the latest Israeli verbal sparring is aimed at tipping the political balance in Lebanon. This came in response to remarks by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who echoed previous comments about Lebanon bearing the consequences of Hezbollah joining the cabinet, which is yet to be formed amid continuous consultations between Lebanese politicians.
There is no doubt that it's aimed at affecting internal Lebanese political situation as we move towards cabinet formation. The Israelis believe that some Lebanese politicians might be taken in by this approach. But we believe that the Lebanese will send a strong and unanimous message that they are unified in facing these threats.
Netanyahu said that the government in Beirut could not turn a blind eye to the activities of Hezbollah while the group has members in the Lebanese parliament. And while Hezbollah has expressed its readiness to confront any Israeli military action, officials from the movement do believe that the decision of going to war faces many hindrances. They say one factor which may help avert war is the U.S. stance in the region.
We believe that these Israeli threats cannot be translated into action. We know that any decision about going to war in the region is made by the United States. With the presence of over 200,000 U.S. troops in the region, Israel can no longer make decisions on its own.
The U.S. has sent some interesting signals recently, with the U.S. President's counterterrorism advisor John Brennan saying that Hezbollah had greatly developed since it was founded and was attempting to legitimately participate in the government. This was immediately followed by remarks from Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister Danny Ayalon, who warned that Hezbollah and Lebanon would be held responsible if any harm is done to Israeli diplomats or civilians abroad.
The comments in the Washington Post came literally a day or two, a couple days after a top Obama administration has signaled that there is some nuanced thinking about Hezbollah and there may be changes in Hezbollah, etc. So what do? They dredge up the old rhetoric of the first Bush administration era, which basically said, you know, we remember these famous comments, you know, from Dick Cheney and others, which was basically saying that Hezbollah, Iran, Al-Qaeda, Sunni extremists, they're all linked, they're all in the same ballgame.
The Israeli diplomat said that groups like Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah share a similar ideology, while commenting on the indictment of Al-Qaeda-affiliated individuals for plotting to assassinate the Israeli ambassador in Cairo. These events have increased the expectations that Israel may boost its efforts to tarnish the image of Hezbollah as a means to legitimize a possible future confrontation. Israel now seems to be stepping up its efforts to create a demonizing terrorist image of Hezbollah. These efforts appear to aim at creating internal divisions in Lebanon, which is currently in the process of forming a cabinet. According to observers, these efforts also stem from Israeli anger towards developments taking place in ties between Hezbollah and the West. And these developments could very well mean renewed military confrontation between Israel and Hezbollah. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.